bang these out. This is a previous client, and I don't want to identify him, of course, but he has unique 1-2 punch type of job and side gig. He's got a side gig that channels clients to his, he's got a side gig that channels clients to his main gig. So it's a symbiotic relationship he has between these two jobs he essentially works. But he's in Australia now beforehand. He's like, let's think about moving to the United Kingdom. I'm like, yeah. Now I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, it's time. Hi, Aaron. Hope you're doing fantastic. It's been exactly a month since you provided me with your honest advice. Australia hasn't changed much at all. We are still under lockdown. In fact, Australia has quickly deteriorated into a police state, as you probably learned from many sources. What's coming is mandatory root beer floats and even jabbing kids from 6 years old, which I'm very uncomfortable with. My one gig number one is still shut down. However, they are planning to reopen with mandatory root beer floats, which is probably the condition set by the Australian government. So I would ask you the same question again, considering the current development. Do you think moving to the United Kingdom is an option now? Not that we want to stay in the United Kingdom indefinitely. Not that the United Kingdom is a better place in comparison to Australia. Well, now sure the hell is. But probably more like having an alternative to go to different jurisdiction, maybe using the UK as a stepping stone to Ireland or other places, becoming a nomad capitalist. Going to the UK will mean a lot of changes, such as taking my business online, using people to meet, interview online. That you could do that online. These are things I'm actively looking at. Other than that, what other suggestions can you give me? Help me to pivot and settle down quickly in the UK. It'll still be another 2-year plan. My property portfolio can be leased out to tenants, including my home as well. Going to the UK doesn't mean I have to sell. I may not want to buy in the UK immediately. Yeah. Yeah. Can you diversify some of your property so you have some cash, like cold hard cash, some gunpowder? Just a random question. You think self-storage is a good real estate investment? No human tenant involved. Yes. Yeah. Cheaper, not cheaper, better than renting to humans. Now, I don't know what the tenant laws are like in Australia, but given how much Westerners hate themselves and hate private property and hate landlords, I have a feeling their tenant rights, and of course, I'm sure it's dependent upon the municipalities that you're in. I would just be getting, if Australia wants to take away their own guns and lock themselves up, because, you know, it's part of they're like, hey, were we prisoners at one time? Let's do it again. Yay, we're prisoners. Lord knows what they're going to do with things that should be sacrosanct, like private property, individual rights, things like that. And then tenants' rights, which I'm all for a certain amount of tenants' rights, but when it's basically, oh, you can't charge them rent, well, then there's no reason to have rental property. So you're probably more couth about that than I am, what Australia's rental laws are like. And if they're getting to the point, you know, like Minneapolis, I think it's like now you have to take Section 8 applicants. You don't have to approve them. You have to take Section 8 applicants, which is wasting the Section 8 applicants' money on background checks. Like, I don't do Section 8. Buzz off. Save your time. Save your money. But, you know, the Minneapolis City Council people, they know so much better. All of them, trust fund baby, worthless pieces of crap. please discuss the following. Oh, I'll email you about your second question. Here's the thing. What you're asking is going to be very expensive. And I honestly would just do it. Well, I'll email you. Yeah, get out. Just get out. I was shocked at how draconian the rules and the laws are. And I don't know what happened to Australia. They had this guy called John Howard, I believe. Wasn't that the guy? Ron Howard's the director. I believe John Howard was the president for the longest time, and everything was great in Australia, was doing wonderful. I don't know who I stopped. Turnbull. I don't know who there was Labor guy in. I don't know. I don't care. They did it to themselves, and okay. And you're right. Don't think the United Kingdom is going to be your place, but it might be a stepping stone to get out to a place. I don't know. I thought Ireland was bad. Is Ireland good now again? I don't know. I'll have to take a look. Maybe I can. But hey, I got a last name Clary. Can I do a great Irish impersonation? Oh, he's hiding in the stove. Eh? See, let me in. I'm practically a citizen. I don't know your history. I just know you hate the British. All right. How you doing? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. What's his name? Pierce Brosnan. He's from here, isn't he? Yeah, I know him. Yeah, sure, sure. Many St. Patrick's Day. Look at the crazy Irish hat I got, huh? Come on, let me in. Boo-da-boo. Yeah, I'm all for it. Now, selling your house, you know that better than me. I wouldn't. As long as you got good tenants and the cash flow comes in reliably, sure. But now someone's got to manage it. You got someone over in Australia to manage it? Can you switch that out to a real estate investment trust that has the same roughly income generating potential? Like, are the income generating dividends that it's without the managerial headache? But generally speaking, your real estate portfolio aside, I don't know how to manage that. That's your ball of wax. But yeah, I would get out of Australia. Because it's not necessarily, okay, what is it this time with the root beer float? It's like, wow, you guys are getting all this. You're bringing the global economy to a shutdown for a very potent root beer float. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what's next here. Like, you are just this. I guess this is where Western civilization takes us, is it spoils its people so much and eliminates so many real problems that you take and make mountains out of molehills. And you destroy everyone's freedom and happiness in the process. Well, yeah, it's just, no. They're mentally ill. That's why they're mentally ill. Leave. yeah, I'll email you about that there later. All right, any super chats? None. Laugh out loud, don't go to Ireland. Boy, look at that. A Theridane Edane. Wow. Wow, that's an Irish name. Eastern Europe is good for a nomad capitalist or South America. Yep. Gog. Quartered you. Darn right. Quartered you. Quartered you right here. Don't. Oh, hang on. Don't tell them the good countries. Why? We want productive people to go to the good countries. There is a multi-trillion dollar, tens, if not hundreds of trillions of dollars to be made over the decades for any country that decides to say, hey, don't give us your poor, your disheveled and all that. That's back when people were poor. All right. Not by choice. Give us your hardworking, your industrious, your intelligent, and your independent-minded. Give us your law-abiding and your house cleaning. And by house cleaning, I don't mean house cleaners. I mean people that keep their houses in good. Give us your good citizens. Here, Australia's very feminist. It's chaos here. I live in Perth, and we have a Chinatown. But if you walk two blocks north of Perth city center, there's only Asian restaurants and stores waiting for fall. Okay. Yeah, I thankfully many years ago I put in an application for residency in Australia and I didn't get it. Thank you. Thank you, Australia. I appreciate it. Thank you. Didn't waste my time. All right. See you guys later. Toodles.